This is 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and welcome to another edition of Cinema Chat. It happens every Thursday, and typically, Russ Collins, the executive director of the Michigan Ann State Theaters, he stops by to fill us in on all things movies, but he's away. So, we have our guest fill in. The adventures of Michael Jewett on Cinema Chat continue here on WEMU.
Adventures in music. Adventures in film. What do I think?
There you go. Yeah. How you doing, Michael?
I am well. And looking forward to the return of Russ Collins next week. And thanks to both of you for having faith and confidence in my ability to fill up some airtime and talk about movies with David.
Well, Fett, do love movies, and it is fun to talk about, to be certain, particularly when you have something opening from Martin Scorsese.
Well, I tell you, this is just a very, very rich time for, every, end of the year, move into November, December, prestige movies come out, movies that they're thinking are going to be in award contention. And, well, Martin Scorsese's new film, The Irishman, exclusive. It's only in limited release in theaters. So this is your chance to actually experience it in a theater.
And there's no better theater than the Michigan.
Yeah, and at the Michigan Theater.
Well,
here is one of the great directors of our time, all time, working with his chosen actor. How many great collaborations are there between Martin Scorsese and Robert De Niro?
Well, got The Godfather, Goodfellas with Joe Pesci. He's returning in this as well.
Yeah. So you've got the Scorsese.
Al Pacino's in this.
One of the few times it's actually, people think that they've worked together a lot. That's
only a couple of times,
right? That De Niro and Pacino have actually been in the same movie. But you've got that trio of Scorsese, De Niro, and Pesci, so...
And, of course, every time he returns to gangland or mob-related movies, it seems to work out extraordinarily well. This one in particular follows the character played by Robert De Niro, Frank Sheeran. He recalls his past years working for the Bufalino crime family. As he gets older, a World War II veteran once again reflects on his most prolific hits and, in particular, considers his involvement with his good friend. And that is Jimmy Hoffa and his disappearance in 1975. I think it's Al Pacino that's playing Jimmy Hoffa, right?
Yeah, yeah. So there's a lot going on
exactly
here.
Exactly right.
And I think that it's told...
Got some Detroit ties there.
Right. I think that it's... And I know some people in Detroit are a little upset that they did not film it on location.
Right.
In Wayne and Oakland County, so...
Well, I can remember as a kid dad taking me to the Maucus Red Fox. And,
exactly.
Of course, all of the dinner conversations were about, guess what happened here?
Yeah. Scorsese can do what he wants. If he wants to make a movie, let Marty do what he wants.
I will be watching.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to
this. There is another art house film opening at the State Theater on tomorrow, unfolding over the course of a late summer's day in the fabled resort town of Sintra, Portugal. This movie called Frankie follows three generations who have gathered for a vacation. It's organized by the family matriarch, who is played by Isabel Huppert. It's kind of a fairy tale setting with husbands and wives, parents and children, friends and lovers, stirred by romantic impulses. In this process of relationships, they discover the cracks between them as well as unexpected depth of feeling. Sounds like something that it's garnering tremendous reviews.
Yes, excellent
reviews.
Sounds
like something that where the acting and the scene setting and the interaction and dialogue is everything.
Yeah, I think if movies with a very, very strong sense of place and emotional interaction and everything are strong selling points for you, this is definitely worth checking out. I've watched the trailer, and I do tell you, it does seem very, very engaging. So, yes,
Indeed.
Opening at the State later this week.
A couple of movies still playing that are available to you if you haven't seen them yet. I don't know. I know Michael has seen one of them, but what about The Report? Have you seen that yet?
I have not seen it yet, but, again, getting good reviews and
Adam Driver, Annette Bening, John
killer
Hamm.
Killer cast.
Right?
So, that's
all about
definitely...
the CIA's detention and interrogation program.
Yeah, heavy political, real world type. Tense drama here. So that is definitely on very, very high on my might to will see list. Yeah.
And one that I'd like to see because I think that I'm a huge fan of William Dafoe, number one. But number two, this just seems like an amazing kind of tale set in a remote place where you have to have the human interaction that will drive the story. Robert Eggers, the visionary filmmaker, he has put together a movie called The Lighthouse, and it is set in a remote and mysterious New England island in the 1890s with William Dafoe and Robert Pattinson from Twilight fame, and together they're just on this lighthouse.
I only know a couple of people in my friends of film circle or whatever, however you want to say that, who have seen this, and they all rave about it, but it's definitely kind of like an arresting and evolving and kind of maybe off-putting at parts because they're going... they're stuck in this lighthouse.
Right.
They're going nuts and going at each other.
Right.
Which doesn't sound like a really good elevator pitch for the movie, but the two of them especially, they're really getting a lot of reviews for Defoe and Pattinson's
right.
work in this. So definitely. And also, if you're a fan of cinema black and white, this is getting a lot of attention on that.
So now, what you did see, I know with certainty, is called Parasite. That's playing at the State Theater still, if you haven't seen
Well, you know, when you win the Palme d'Or at the Cannes Film Fest, they don't just hand that out because, you know, this is... It's the winner of the top entry at the Cannes Film Festival. I have to tell you that Parasite was just and I saw it in a packed house at the State last weekend, and it was just a lot of what's going on now?
Right now, it is a Korean film, but with English subtitles. So.
Bong Joon-ho, acclaimed director, he's on his game here. The shifts between the first act, which seems kind of like funny and kind of pointed, and all of a sudden you go into the second act and you're like, what is going on here? And then the third act.
And then you're just holding on the rest of the way.
Emotionally, it goes through this big thing where there's this very, very smart social commentary going on, and then it's very gets you in a more emotional way, but you're not quite sure where it's going. And it's just, and then it's also, it has this very, very poignant and sad quality about it, too. So I tell you, it's one of the best things I've seen this year. Definitely highly recommend it.
So there you go. A personal recommendation from Michael Jewett. Once again, you're listening to Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair. Michael Jewett is filling in for the vacationing Russ Collins. Now, did you grow up on Mr. Rogers?
No, Mr. Rogers is a little late to the party, but I do appreciate him. And also, jazz folks know that Mr. Rogers was like a big proponent of jazz and everything, pianist Johnny Costa and everything. So, yeah, it's like... You know what? If you're not a Mr. Rogers fan,
I'm a little old too. But my little brother was a devotee.
Yeah,
and so he watched Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood every day. And now Tom Hanks has taken on the role of Fred Rogers in A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood.
And it's an interaction. If I'm reading it's right. It's an interaction between Fred Rogers as a character and a journalist who's writing about him. So. You know, it's once again, to get back to the top, this is just a great time for movies because you have everything like serious, hard-hitting stuff like Martin Scorsese's new film, limited release at the Michigan, really. It's limited release at the Michigan. And then also opening at the Cineplex is what sounds like a really, really good, feel-good movie in a best way. This isn't just kind of like escapist.
And those who have seen it said, now that I have seen it, no one else but Tom Hanks could play this.
Well, and also, you know, Tom Hanks getting pretty strong notices for his portrayal of this. And he has that earnestness and everything, he's down.
So. Another tie to our little community here at WEMU. Of course, Fred Rogers, in a real way, is responsible for saving the public broadcasting system.
That's true.
He testified before Congress and in a 7-minute address to Congress convinced them to spend $20 million to keep PBS alive and floating. Now, in those dollars in 1969, that would be $140 million today.
Wow.
A 7-minute address, and he saved public radio. So we can thank him for everything you see on public television and everything you hear on public radio.
Indeed, indeed. So definitely one to put on the feel-good movie-ness list, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. Tom Hanks as Fred Rogers. Well, how can you miss?
Now, what do you know about Knives Out? I've seen a couple of these trailers television.
I cannot wait. This is like a madcap spin on like kind of the Agatha Christie thing. Very edgy. By all means, check out the trailer.
Kind of feels
but
like
it's
the board
not
game Clue in movie
form. Don't watch the trailer at work unless you've got your headphones. Just
well, there's a warning.
Yeah, it's like just notice. There's a
where
bit,
did you watch it?
There's a bit. I've watched it a couple times at home, and it's the first time I tried to watch it at work, I'm like, no, don't watch this. This is not a good idea. It's for language. So yeah, it's going to be a little bit of colorful language in it.
Daniel Craig is the primary character in this.
He plays the detective Chris. Christopher. I forget who plays the author. Who is the fictitious author? That's Christopher Plummer plays like the author who is murdered,
right?
And his family and friends have to gather to
Everybody's got a motive,
right? And it's like you think maybe they all did it, so we don't know. That's kind of the way I'm thinking. I'm not going to go away, but seriously, though, Chris Evans, Jamie Lee Curtis, Toni Collette, Don Johnson, Lakeith Stanfield,
a lot of folks.
Bizarre collection of actors. It just looks really smart and funny. That's next coming up this coming week.
Right.
It'll be at the Michigan Theater. And also on a more serious note, Dark Waters, which is based on
Mark
a true
Ruffalo.
Story. Mark Ruffalo plays a lawyer investigating Dow Chemical.
Yeah, and for those of you who like issues of the environment, this is your movie.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say you could almost do this on issues of the environment. So that's definitely something to put on your calendar. Here we go. We got like a bunch of more than a handful of movies that you would put on your will see list. This is the time to go see some movies, folks.
Now, are you a animated kind of Disney fan?
Well, the kids in my it's Elsa, it's Frozen, which is the
Frozen
film event.
Two. Frozen film, 1 was huge.
Yeah, this is the film event of our time if you're of a certain demographic, because
right.
It's Frozen 2 and it's Elsa, Frozen. It's Frozen. So,
my guess is when the box office returns are in, that one will outdistance all of the rest put together.
And you got to love the, you know, things that can get young filmgoers so engrossed and everything. So, yeah, take the kids to see Frozen.
Right, there
you
go.
Or the kids will take you to see Frozen. So there you go.
What are you going to go see this weekend?
I'm making time to see The Irishman.
There you go.
So, yeah. So I got to see The Irishman. There's a couple of other movies that have been hanging around that are on my might-see list, but Irishman, top priority.
Well, Michael Jewett, thank you so much
for
filling in for Russ Collins. Always good to chat with you on Cinema Chat. For Michael Jewett, I'm David Fair, and thank you for joining us for this week's edition of Cinema Chat on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.